You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This really is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Am I on?
Yes, Mike, you are.
Okay. Greetings and salutations to all you folks still listening to the second hour. We're at the second hour on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. You're listening to Larry and Sheila Young and my wife, who just left the room because I can hear the door shut, so it must have been her. And you're also sitting next to, I'm sitting next to a beautiful woman. Her name is Rita. Rita, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Don't leave me now. One young lady just left me, so don't leave me at the altar here. So, Larry.
Yes.
So what else do you have to save yourself? Now that you went to a school in Philadelphia, St. Joe, and you went to UCF?
Yes, that's right. I attended University of Florida. Actually, when I moved down, that's where I started. But around that time, I had got diabetes, and I wanted to get into the military, and that wasn't possible. I tried to get into started off with the Air Force, and that didn't work. So I tried the Army and tried to fly helicopters, but they said, well, you know, that's not going to work. We can't drop insulin bottles behind the enemy lines. So if something happened, I had to find something else. I wanted to serve my country. And the way I could do it was I became a deputy sheriff down in Collier County after going through the academy. And so
you were a deputy sheriff?
I was, down in Collier
County. Oh, my goodness gracious. I better watch my QTs. Deputy sheriff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So how did you start working for the Defense Department?
Well, what I ended up doing was I was with the Sheriff's Department for about four and a half years, and I decided to change careers and go back into engineering, and electrical engineering was the thing that really intrigued me. So I went back to the University of Florida and got my bachelor's and master's there. And from there, once I completed that, I went ahead and applied to Martin Marietta at the time, and I was accepted. So that's how I came to Orlando, and been working there for a long period of time.
Well, you have a great story, Larry. Very good.
Well, I've been very fortunate. I feel blessed. I just think that, kind of that God has been there every day. And I don't get up in the morning and think about how bad I am or anything like that. I move forward. I feel no sense of negativity, no anger.
That's what's got to be that positive.
That's exactly right. And as you addressed it earlier, it really hit home because it is true. I have met people who have disabilities and who are angry because of their disabilities. And so part of what I tried to do being at the university was to be involved with the programs that they had. This was earlier before I started doing my dissertation, and they had a program that involved it was World Blindness Day, in which we had it was very similar, the same kind of venues you have here where you're advertising about what thinking, keeping positive, and what things people can do even with an effect with your eyes or disabilities. Had people that had climb mountains, and they've done things way beyond me, and I've just been really impressed by hearing how many other things people have done, and so I've been blessed to be able to meet all kinds of people from all around.
One thing you should also think to yourself about being positive, and I speak about this a lot right now, but it's a fact.
Okay.
Like, you went to church, you had a positive attitude, you met Rita, Rita had a positive attitude, and I can say, let me tell you something, in the real world, being visually impaired, blind like us, all kidding aside, I know I appreciate whatever I have today much more than I did when I was sighted. Because when I was sighted, I took a lot of things for granted.
Yes.
Even my wife. And I don't take anything today for granted when it comes to my wife. Nothing. Because I appreciate her, I worship her, I love her, because I know that she's there for me and I'm there for her. But it comes with a grain of salt that you realize when you go from sighted to blindness, you pick up something that you didn't have before.
Well, it's life-changing.
Life-changing, totally. Yes, but it's also totally. Something else. I'm sure you went through it too. You appreciate whatever little it comes along. Before, you didn't appreciate nothing, at least me. I took everything, let's go, let's do, and you didn't appreciate anything. Everything came so easy, everything we did. And now, bottom line is this. I think I have a great marriage today, and it helped me. Mm-hmm. And you can use those stupid words I say, but it's the truth. Because I went blind, it helped my marriage, because one thing you could say, well, some people could say, it's a minus because I can't do certain things that a sighted man can do. Except one thing I have that a lot of sighted men can't do, and that is, I worship and I love my wife. And I tell her every day how much I love her, and she knows it. I tell her all the time how much I love my wife. So you could be sighted outside, and you could have all the eyes, you could drive everywhere you want in your car, but who says how much you tell your wife how much you love her? How much do you tell her that you need her? I'm not talking need her because she helps you do something. I'm talking about you need her because when she goes out of the room or it goes out of the house, I miss her. I really do. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm blind, but because I really miss my wife. And when I was sighted, she could tell you, I used to go away for a week at a time, and I could say I missed her, but not like I do now. And it's not because I'm blind. It's because that inner me, the inner side of me, the heart within me, is how much I need my wife and how much I love her. So all I'm saying to you, Larry, I wish you the best, you and your bride here, Rita. And the point is, all kidding aside, the people that are listening, that are sighted, should understand one thing. When you smell the roses, the visually impaired, we smell the roses just a little bit more than your average sighted person, because we appreciate that rose so much more. Would you say that, Sheila?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Mike, we're going to take a break.
We'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's Smokin' Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
My name is Mira. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way to make the community stronger. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight, or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. And by the way, I assume a lot of you, besides listening on 1680, you can also stream us. You can go on the internet and stream us. You can also go to this phone number in 51, give me that 518 phone number out in case they want to listen to it also, not on the internet.
Yeah, it's 518-712-0057.
You can also do it on your iPhone,
right,
through TuneIn Radio.
Yeah, a lot of your phone numbers, by the way, you have these apps. Mm-hmm. We have an app on the show that if you have an app, they can use it. Right, Sheila?
You can do TuneIn Radio and then search for WOKB, and it streams it beautifully. I did it today, and it really works well. So, yeah, it's an app.
Sheila, you are good. Really?
Yes.
You girl, you're going to bring tears to my eyes. You are good.
Let me tell you something. She taught me how to do the texting and sound on my phone.
Are you?
I swear.
That's
wow.
A blind person teaching a sighted person. Sheila, did you go to Lighthouse too?
I went to Lighthouse a little bit when I first came to Orlando, but I had already been to a rehab center in Virginia and had already gone through all of the programming. So when I got here, Lighthouse helped me with O&M, which is orientation and mobility. They gave me one of the O&M instructors to assist me to walk from my place of residence to work and back. To get around the school. They have given me some upgraded computer training. And when I got my laptop, it was Windows 7, so I went back to Lighthouse, and they taught me how to do the Windows 7 because it is different than the XP. So, yeah, Lighthouse. And when I first came to Orlando, I actually worked for Lighthouse one summer with the transition program and worked with the teenagers and had a blast. It was so much fun. So, yep, I've been dealing with Lighthouse since I moved to Orlando in 2005. So.
Hey, you know, I have Charles from Kissimmee on the phone line who want to give Mr. you a shout out. Brooke. And also have Betty from New Jersey.
Wow. Betty but from Charles, New Jersey.
Let's go to Charles first.
You might as well take them because our guest caller is late. So okay. Let's take these two callers.
Hey, Charles, how you doing today?
How are you doing?
Hey, Charles, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Michael. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Everything.
Are you there?
Yes.
But you're going in and out on us.
I said you guys sound good.
Thank you, Charles.
How are you, Lynn?
I'm good, thank you.
Looking forward to having you on here next week sitting next to us.
I've got my chocolate, Charles.
You got it?
I got it.
All right. That's great. I know you have to have it to...
That's right.
Keep going.
That's right. Chris is laughing. I gave him some of my chocolate too.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, Sheila.
Hey, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Larry's across.
Lawrence and Rita.
Hey, how you doing, Charles?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear you guys.
Well, that's same this way too. It's good to hear that.
I hope you're having fun.
Yes, absolutely. This is a great program. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, thanks for calling in, Charles. Appreciate it.
All right. You guys have fun. Bye.
Thank you, Charles.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, before you go any further, I love traveling with you, Mikey. We traveling over to Denver. Now we're traveling to New Jersey, and we got Betty on the phone line. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Hello, Michael and Lynn and the rest of your gang.
Hi, Betty.
We just enjoyed your program last time, your first program, so much.
We're happy that you enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much.
And I wanted to tell you, as you know, I have macular degeneration, and I do not let that hold me back, even though I'm legally blind.
Well, that's good.
I just gave a program of the time I spent in the military. I gave this program at Stockton University. And was well received.
Wow. That's great.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Congratulations.
So Paul helps me, of course. My son.
Mm-hmm. But you still get around. You do a lot of things for yourself. I know that, you Betty.
Oh, my. Yes. I don't let anything hold me back, including blindness.
That's awesome.
I know how old you are. Would you mind telling the audience? Because they would get a kick out of it, Betty.
Thank you.
I said, would you mind telling the audience how old you are?
What is what?
I said, would you mind telling the audience how old you are? I know, but could you tell the audience? They would get a kick out of it.
You know what, Michael? I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
I said, can you tell us, the audience, how old you are?
Oh, that's easy. 92
wow. Years old.
Oh, wow. Really?
Really.
But now here's a woman, folks. Listen to
the doctor some weeks ago, and she said to me, "You don't have the body of a 90-year-old." I said, "I don't have time to get old. I got too much to do."
That's funny.
That's great. That's
thanks
great.
For very much for calling in, Betty. It's great to hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Nice to hear you again, Michael. It's wonderful. And Lynn, too.
And thank tell
you.
Paul we said hello.
And call again.
I will.
Thank you.
So much.
See you next week. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a 92-year-old woman.
That's right.
And she said, blindness is not stopping her.
I loved her line. She said, I don't have time to be old.
She says, I don't have time to be old or put up with this blindness. So she just goes around and does what she has to do. Right?
That's awesome. That's inspiration.
And all you people that are just sitting there on your rear ends, I'm blind. I can't do anything. Why don't you go out and do something? I'm blind. Why? Well, I'm sorry. Why is that holding you back? Well, you can't go over to Lighthouse and go over somewhere to check you out. What's the reason?
Well, you know what I tell the kids at school when they say, I can't. I can't, never could.
Yeah.
What is that? I can't, I never could?
Can't, never could.
Oh, that's true. But positive people do positive things.
That's right. Mm. And my little kids at school do not get away with telling Miss Sheila, I can't. If I can, you can.
Right.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about. And that's what this show is all about. This show is all about is helping the disability to say, you know what? I'm going to go call Lighthouse. And if you're in Chicago or Detroit or Philadelphia or New Jersey, somewhere there's an organization that can help you. And if you don't know, pick up the phone, call us. We'll find out for you. How's that? Call us up. We'll find out for you.
Well, and they need to turn the disability into an ability.
Right.
But that's the problem. Those people that are negative, they always stay negative because they're afraid to go positive. What's the alternative of negative is positive? But then what's going to happen is then you'll have a good life. And who says everyone wants a good life?
Well, then, you know, what we can't fix them. They have to fix themselves, but we can help them if they want to make a change.
Well, that's what the show's all about. That's the show is all about is having fun. That's what the show's all about. Whether you agree with me or not, you don't agree with me, pick up the phone and call me.
He loves controversy.
You can pick up the phone, call me, no problem. You may be right, I may be wrong.
So it's just the mere fact that you need to get up, get out, and do something, no matter what the stipulations may be. That's what you're saying?
That's right.
Yeah, you got it.
That's right. The phone number is 407-894-1680. I dare you to call me because the bottom line is when you call me, we may listen to you, what you have to say. Whether you're sighted or not.
But even some sighted people scared to go out and do stuff. So what's the excuse for sighted folk?
Good point.
I want to go right now while waiting for our guest to see if the person comes. I want to go to trivia while I'm waiting. Let's go to trivia. I want to hear this song. I love this song. Sheila might not, but I love this song. So let's go to trivia. Here's the phone number for this trivia. 407-894-1680. Let's hear that song. Trivia time. Let's hear it. Tell me who it is singing. Sheila?
Yes, sir.
I bet you don't know who's singing.
Probably not.
Okay.
If it's in the 50s.
Okay, let's hear it.
He don't love you like God loves you. If he did, he would break your heart. He don't.
Sheila, you think I know what it is?
I don't have a clue.
You have no clue.
No
okay.
Clue. I know who redid it, but...
No, I'm talking about the one who did it. This is the original. This is the original. Well, VJ Records. I'll give anybody a hint after I tell you the phone number again. 407-894-1680. Hey, Chris, you know what it is?
It's not fair.
Okay,
it's not fair for me.
Okay, do you know who his first song was? His first hit? Song called... See if you can find it in that book. See, look it up, and I would like to play the first couple... I'll tell you the name of the song. You have the
artist. Thought that was his first song.
No, that was the second song. The
really?
First one was For Your Precious Love. For Your Precious Love was his first song. This song was his second hit.
See, that's the one that I've always heard as the number one song.
Okay, well, play the song for the audience and see maybe they'll know it's the same guy singing it. If you can find it in your book, For Your Precious Love.
All right, give me a moment. Give me a moment.
This was a big R&B song back in the late 50s, early 60s. He was big artist.
Somebody's calling in.
And since this is an R&B station that we're on, the Blind and Beyond radio show, we're on WOKB here in Orlando, which is an R&B gospel station. a lot of the folks listening to this station should know who that artist is. I'm surprised the sighted people don't call us and tell us who it is, because they should know who it is. That's what this show's all about, folks, in case you haven't realized it already. The visually impaired, legally blind, and blind. We are the bridge for the sighted community. So the sighted community can know more about us. And when you see a person walking down the street with their cane, by the way, this is very important too. You know, when you see a person crossing the street, they have a cane or a dog, you're supposed to stop and let him cross, no matter where he is on the street, whether it's in an intersection, not an intersection, you have to stop. That's the law. You can't hit him and you can't keep on going. You're supposed to stop in the state of Florida. I don't know about all the other states.
Everybody, there is a national white cane law.
Is that right? In every state?
Yes.
So they have to stop.
Hey, Mike, you know, I told you I love traveling with you. It's always somewhere where we're going to go. So we're going to stay here in Florida. I have this young lady on the phone line. She said this is her first time tuning in from North Palm Beach, Florida.
Now, let me hear.
Her name is Edna. Miss Edna, how you doing?
Miss Edna, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. And I have Stargardt's, so I've been legally blind. It started affecting me in 30 years ago. I'm 92, and I just wanted to say that they're blessings tucked into a challenge if you just look at them. Look for them. Number one, I have to walk every place now, so I'm in excellent health at age 92.
That's great.
I kayak. And another blessing, I'm still playing bridge, and it makes my mind even sharper because since I'm blind, I have to memorize 13 cards when I play the hand. So that's very good for me mentally.
How did you know about our show, Blind and Beyond?
What?
How did you hear about our show, Blind and Beyond?
Jason Goldfield.
Oh, Jason Goldfield. There you
go. You know Florida Outreach Center for the Blind?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, I'm on their board. I admire those people so much. They're all blind and helping other blind people. And Jason told me about your program.
That's great. Well, that's wonderful.
Jason,
glad you're on board.
Glad to meet you.
And you're calling from North Miami?
No, West Palm.
I'm
calling from North Palm Beach.
Oh, North Palm Beach. Oh.
And
okay.
Jason put TuneIn Radio on my apps. So now I'm going, I'm a snowbird. I'll be in Chagrin Falls, Ohio in 2 weeks, and I'll be listening to you up there.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks to Jason.
And there it is again. Yep. Jason comes through, another blind man who shows a person how
Jason
to use
Jason said he was going to be on the program in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's a techie, Jason.
Well, thank you so much for listening and calling in.
Yeah,
Thank you.
It's an interesting show. I'm sure I'm going to learn something from it. So thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
That was so great. A 92-year-old young lady still doing better than me, and I'm I ain't going to tell my age, and I'm not going to embarrass myself. Listen, I think we might have a winner on the phone line for you for that trivia question. You ready for it?
Yep. Let me
We're going to go over to Cape Coral and speak with Bob. Bob, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bob, who are you calling from? Cape Coral?
Cape Coral, yeah.
Okay. Are you sighted?
Say what?
Are you a sighted person?
No, blind.
Oh, you're blind. Okay.
That's over by Melbourne? Where's Cape Coral?
No, Cape Coral.
South, over towards almost Miami area.
Oh, okay. I was thinking.
I thought it's near Naples. Isn't that near Naples?
No.
Bob, do you know Michael?
Near Fort Myers.
Oh, it's near Fort Myers. Oh, you're
that's
right,
what
Michael.
I said, okay.
Michael's right.
So who do you think it was singing the song?
I think B.J. Thomas.
No, I'm sorry.
That
was a good guess, though, B.J. Thomas. Good guess. Very good guess. Very good guess.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for calling
in. Appreciate it, Bob.
Listening.
Thank you. Did you find the other song?
No, I'm still looking. It got busy on my end for a moment.
Do you think you get it by Christmas? We only have a 2-hour show. My wife won't let me go 3.
No. Not anymore. No.
So why don't we encourage people to call in? I think we're going to have to reschedule our guest caller. So we have plenty of time for callers.
Listen, folks, we have the next period of time if you wish to call in.
Right.
But you have to, listen, you have to do something for a change. And here's what you have to do. You have to go to your phone and you have to push these buttons, 407. 894-1680.
Or tell Siri to call it. You don't even have to push the button.
Now, you see, I have.
He doesn't even know what you're talking
about. I hate to give it a plug.
He doesn't even know what you're talking about, Sheila.
I know.
What? I hate to give it a plug, my phone, but see, I don't have to do it either. I can just tell my operator
to
call.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I know. I know.
I got a phone that.
Well, while we have a minute, can I say
absolutely.
Thank you? The Great Orlando Council of the Blind held their Trivia Night fundraiser last night, and it's our annual fundraiser. The VFW on South Goldenrod Ladies Auxiliary helps us put it on. They loan us their room. They put the food out. Our members, Leslie and Dan Spoon, put it together with her friends with Silent Auction. Curtis Earth Trivia was there. We had so many people that had never been before. Lighthouse Works came, had a team, and they won.
There you go.
So congratulations to everybody that came last night and played. We had a wonderful turnout, wonderful time. And please consider coming
next music?
Year. So,
did you play any music?
Of course we played music.
A trivia, I mean.
No. In the three rounds, no, I don't remember any music questions. Except he played a lot of Disney music and people had to name that tune, kind of.
Oh.
So, but it was a lot of fun. We didn't win, but we had a good time.
Oh, we're going to break. I hear it. We're going to break. See you on the other side. Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Even outside, and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-ESIGHT. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Hi, I'm Bernie Kiesel, CPA, and your certified financial planner. It's tax time again. Time to tell Uncle Sam what you made last year and figure out how much you get to keep. My firm is experienced with all manner of tax issues. If you have tax items that are new or unusual, we can help. Items that need special expertise include rental properties, sales of stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, early distributions from IRAs or company retirement plans, inherited monies, or sales of property. You may have moved last year or have a business that needs to be included. Perhaps you got 1099s from unexpected sources, including credit card debt that was canceled, maybe the mortgage on your home was abandoned, or maybe you have a 1099 with a big number on it. Call me today at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost phone consultation. Mention this ad and get 10% off on your tax preparation fee. Again, that number is 407-677-1040. or visit my website at orlandocpa.net.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call us is 407-894-1680. I heard you got the song. Let's hear that song. I want to hear that song.
So blue, for that's what love will do.
Now that's a song. That's when music was music. Same guy did that song and did the other song we played originally when we gave out the trivia. He did those two songs as big hits. You want to play that other song again? I'm surprised nobody's getting it. I'm really shocked.
I'm not.
All right, sit down there. Sit down in your seat. Okay, I'll give the answer then. I'm going to give you one more minute before someone calls up. If they don't, I'll give you the answer. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 894-1680, 407 phone number. Okay, ready for the answer? Are you ready for the answer?
Yeah,
let's hear it.
His name is Jerry Butler. Jerry Butler. Jerry Butler. Hmm. And no, you didn't know it, Sheila?
Mm-mm. Way before my time.
Oh, my God.
You know better than to throw that old music at me.
So, Sheila, you wanted to tell people that are local how they can get in touch with you and find out about the GOCB?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The Greater Orlando Council of the Blind welcomes anyone. We welcome
even
you.
Even Lynn and Michael.
If you, even Lynn and Michael.
Oh, my goodness. I think we need them all. Let me in.
You're right. we welcome sighted people, visually impaired, blind people. We love our members. We have 95 currently. They don't always come to meetings because several live out of state, but we have quite an active chapter. We have an average of 35 to 40 usually at our meetings. Mm-hmm. In May, we have pizza. We meet the first Saturday of the month normally, except in June and July and August we do not meet. June and December, we have luncheons. Our June luncheon will be our awards and scholarship luncheon, place to be determined because I don't know where we're having that yet. But anyone that's interested can go to the FCB.org, Florida Council of the Blind, FCB.org. Look up chapters and special affiliates, and you can find the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. And then you can call us. I believe Charles' phone number is on that webpage. I'm not positive. And we can give you any information. We can. Our membership is $12 a year. We meet 8 times a year. In August, we have a cookout pool party. We do a lot of fun stuff, plus we do a lot of business. So we are the affiliate of the Florida Council of the Blind and the state affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. And ACB has been so such an advocacy group to belong to because they are very instrumental in accessible voting. We do things such as the audio descriptive, so you can go into a movie now and you can get a headset and you can actually listen to a movie that is described. That is a program that ACB and FCB has been very active in. And we do a lot of very important things for the blind and visually impaired community. So it's a great place to meet people. It's a great place to learn that you're not alone, that there are people out there that do have visual impairments. And like Michael was saying earlier, when I was visually impaired, I did not know another person. I was in a sighted world, and I didn't know another person that was visually impaired, so I always felt like I was the outsider. So it's a great way to know that you're not by yourself and to get some positive influence into your life and to see people that are productive, like going and getting their doctorate degree.
And they let me join.
And we did let you join. And we keep letting you come back.
You see that? And let my, well, my wife, I know you let in, but me, I don't know, but you did let me in. That was very nice of you.
So, yeah, and we like to have a good time, but we do a lot of business. So, and we just try to keep people educated. And, you know, like situations, I went to a doctor the other day, and they wanted to grab my hand. And I'm like, no, that's not how you escort a blind person. Let me show you how to do that. So I took her elbow, and she went, oh, I never knew that. So
even I learned that. Right?
Yeah, our mission is to educate because we are capable. We just, you know, don't grab a blind mm-hmm. person's hand. That's not kosher.
Well, I want to thank you for telling us all about joining something that's worthwhile, and I hope the people would also maybe like to join Blind and Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Because don't forget, we need your help. That's what we need, is Blind and Beyond. We hope to be here for a long, long, long time. I mean, Lighthouse, to be honest with you, signed up for into 2017. Our advertisers did so. But we also need your help because we can't do it alone. Now, if you like the show, we'd like you to belong. It'd be nice. You can listen to the podcast. We give you a lot of things over the next year free. We're sending out bracelets for the first 60 people that join. It's a nice bracelet Lynn picked out. It's very nice. Anyway, go to our website. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Did I say it right?
You did. And just all that you do, you go to the store, and then you just purchase the membership. And
it was easy.
Yeah.
And it's blind friendly.
Right,
it
Sheila?
It is.
Sheila,
very
tell
blind
everybody.
Friendly. Yes. Yes. In fact,
I had Sheila test it out
Lynn
first.
And I were going back and forth, right, making sure it was blind
That's
friendly.
That's right. We even wrote each other notes in the contact box to make sure.
So, yes, it's very easy to use with screen readers mm-hmm. of all types.
Chris, did you find that yet?
No, I'm still looking. I got you. I think I'm getting close. It's getting hot now.
I have Chris looking for something. It's very interesting.
Oh, brother, what?
I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to my wife. She's right now. Just between you and me. Right. You got that? I'm looking at, Chris is looking something up, uh-huh. And it's very interesting. I'll tell you what he's looking up. It's very interesting. He's looking up this song that's very famous. Mm-hmm. Very famous song. When you hear the song, you'll know it immediately because every generation has done it. 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
It must be a good song if every generation did it.
Oh, it's a big song. Mm-hmm. It's Nancy's favorite song.
Oh,
there you go.
My love, my darling, I hungered for your touch. Oh, only time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much for you.
You know who that is, Sheila?
No.
All right, Chris, stop right there. I might play the song a little bit more, and most people will not get this. You'll see if anybody, while I'm playing, while I'm telling you
we
about it.
We all know the song, but we don't know who sang it.
No, but this is a famous one.
I've heard the song on several occasions,
yeah.
But I never knew who sung it because when I first heard it, I was watching a movie called Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Right. Didn't even Elvis even sang this too?
The Righteous Brothers did it.
Uh-huh.
Many people did it. And when Chris looked it up, they were mentioning all these people's names, but they weren't even mentioning this person's name. Mm-hmm.
At all.
Mm-hmm. At all.
Did he get royalties for it?
And this is the man who did it originally.
Wow.
Now, this man was the first, listen to what I'm going to say now. It's a fact. I'm not making it up. He was the first blind black man to have a big record that was popular in this country back in the early 50s. The song, well, you all know the song that he did. And it was his song. He's the one that made it famous. Mm. But he was the first blind man, and he was also black. A first blind black man. Let's play the song.
I think somebody's calling in about it, Michael.
What's his name?
Let's see.
Let's see if anybody knows the name.
So you said did he also write it? Did he write this?
You know
song
what?
Too?
I don't know. Hmm. I don't know if he wrote it, but he was the first one, and he made it famous, and he was blind when he did it, and he was the first blind black man that ever,
wow,
in the record business, that made something famous like this.
Wow.
And the song is history. And it's not on, as Chris could say, when he looked it up, it had everybody's name, but not him, and he was the original one.
Well, you know, I have a gentleman by the name of Jerry H. calling out of Sorrento. He thinks he knows the answer.
Okay.
Jerry H.? Did you say?
Jerry, I think it's Jerry Heichelbeck, Sorrento. Is, yeah. Jerry Heichelbeck, is that you?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, how you doing?
Yeah, he likes the old.
I'm fine.
So who do you think it is?
Al Hibbler.
No. Close.
Not Al Hibbler?
No. Close.
He is a black guy, or was.
No, this is a black man.
But you said,
yeah,
close.
Not Al Hibbler.
No.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I thought it was.
Well,
he did do that song, though.
No, he did it, too, but this is the first original one, original black man, as per Chris. Chris looked it up.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Jerry, calling in. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
Okie
doke. Al Hibbler came later, but that wasn't his song. It's this man's song.
You know what? I don't even recall hearing his name a whole lot. He did another song that my grandmother used to listen to back in the day, but I don't recall the name of that song, but you just blew the top off of my head right now.
Why?
You better get boned up on your oldies, Chris.
Why did I blow your mind? Anyway, play a little more of that song. I love that song by him. And then I'll give the answer.
I need your love.
Somebody's on the phone.
Godspeed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea.
the side. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Okay, Chris.
Wait, 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 wait. Before you give the answer, we got another caller who wants to give it a try. She's calling from Orlando. Shakira is her name. How you doing, Shakira?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Shakira.
Good.
Are you? Is this your first time listening to the show?
No, sir. I listen to it, but this is my first time calling.
Well, first time you're calling. Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Are you sighted?
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay, good, hey, good. Glad. Glad you have aboard. So who do you think that's singing, my dear?
Ray Charles.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Good guess.
Good guess, though. No, way before his time. This is way before Ray Charles' time. Way before. Thank you very much for calling in.
Call again. Appreciate it. Keep listening.
Keep listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Any of you other people?
No,
all right.
That's it.
That's it?
That's
right, I'll
it.
Give you the, I'll
now,
give
wait,
you the answer.
Now, wait. You think you want to? You don't want to give somebody else a try?
What do you
just
think,
just in
Chris?
Case they want to call?
Do you think I should give somebody else a little bit longer?
Yeah, because I do have the phone line blowing up just a little bit. I think people are really intrigued by this one.
All right, I'll tell you what, Chris. I wanted you to give the answer. Then in about a minute, you'll give the answer.
All right, I got a caller calling in. Give me one moment.
Okay, you'll give the answer.
He's cute.
So I hope you like Chris.
Oh, we love him.
Chris
He's
is
great.
Doing a great job.
He is. Mm.
So, folks, this is Blind and Beyond, a show to inform you, to have fun,
educate,
and everything else. You know, people say to me, so
what's all right, I think I got somebody. He gave me a big sigh. He said, whew, okay, I'm gonna give it a try, Chris. I got Al from Clearwater. How you doing, Al?
Al from Clearwater.
Hey, guys, I'm doing fine, and welcome back to everyone, and best of luck on your new show.
Thank you.
Thank
remember
you so
Al.
Al from Clearwater.
Hi, Al.
Hi,
how you doing?
Well, I'm gonna take a stab and say Roy Hamilton. I'm probably wrong.
Oh, no, Roy Hamilton is great. No, I love Roy Hamilton, great. But
yeah, I know he did
Roy
a version
Hamilton.
Of it along with Al Hibbler and the Righteous Brothers. And,
yeah, but boy, Roy Hamilton
stumped everybody,
not,
Michael.
Roy Hamilton was not blind.
No, that's right.
Thank
he
you
wasn't.
So much.
Yeah,
Roy
this
Hamilton
guy was
not blind.
Blind.
Roy
okay.
Hamilton did some great songs. Do you ever hear Roy Hamilton, Sheila?
No.
No. Okay.
Before my time.
Don't Let Go was a big hit from him.
Yeah, he had some great hits.
Yes,
I'll have
he did.
To go home and look him up now.
Thanks for calling in.
Al's good at
Al.
Trivia.
Thanks.
I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
Have a good
all
night, guys. You congratulations.
Thank you so
you,
much,
Al.
Colin. Appreciate it. So, Chris, you want to give the answer?
Okay. You want to give it right after the break?
Yeah, after the break.
Or after the break, we'll give the answer. After the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. And the answer will come right after the break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
(407-677-1040). It's tax season, and you can save 10% on your tax preparation from my firm, KDK Accountancy Corporation, if you mention this ad when you call 407-677-1040. Hi, I'm Bernie Kiesel, CPA. Me and my company have been preparing tax returns for many years and can deal with any tax issue. You may have something new or complicated to add to this year's filing. No problem. You may have issues with the IRS, owe back taxes, or need to file several years' unfiled tax returns. If so, I can represent you and help you move that fear that comes with those problems. In any case, if you have tax problems or you just need to file this year's tax return, call 407-677-1040 to get started with a no-cost consultation. If you are not satisfied with your current tax preparer or you want a company that can work with you during the year to minimize your tax liability and help with all areas of financial planning, call my office today at 407-677-1040.
Hey, Michael. What do you want? You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's Smokin' Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smoking Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855- 837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Chris, give the people the answer to who is doing Unchained Melody.
Well, I had someone that just called me, and she tried to call back for the second time, and I just told over the phone. So, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls, the answer to your question to the very popular song Unchained Melody is the one and only Jesse Belvin.
Jesse Belvin, the first blind popular black man singer who did this song. We have to say goodbye. The show's almost over.
No, not yet. No, really?
We gotta go.
Isn't it 9 o'clock?
Yeah, but you moved too fast. I had fun.
Oh. I wanted to thank Sheila for coming. And Larry, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
And Rita.
Get together again. And Rita, absolutely. Congratulations.
Congratulations
to both of
you and Larry.
It was a fun show. Well,
and Sheila, thanks for coming on board.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
And Lynn.
It was real, Michael.
Yes, but very real, Lynn.
It was fun, but it wasn't real fun.
I love you all.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Look forward to it. Take care. God bless.